I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level. Hello and welcome everybody today. I am up in Big Bear Lake, California today, broadcasting live from Longanita Lodge. And I am really excited about this show today. You know, I'm talking about the courage to change your course. And I'll tell you a story that happened just yesterday. I was up skiing with my grandson, who's 14 years old. And he's been skiing since he's about 3 years old. He comes up just a few times a year with us. So he's pretty good, but he's never really done a double black diamond. So he's done black diamonds, which if you don't know what a double black diamond is, it's steep. So yesterday I encouraged him. I said, you know, I think you're ready, Evan, to change course and to go down and do a double black diamond. He said, well, where are we going to go? I said, there's a place called The Wall. He said, The Wall, like a wall straight down. I said, that's it. So he said, I'm not sure I want to do that, but I will go and go look at it and check it out. We got there and I skied down, made a turn and stopped and looked at him. And I said, that's all you got to do is make a turn. So he makes one turn and then he goes straight down the hill, smokes me to the bottom of this thing. He changed course. He changed his thinking. He thought, I'm going to go into the unknown. I'm going to go off the cliff. I'm going to stay there. I'm going to take my chances. I think I've got the skill sets built up. I'm ready to try it. And the worst thing he said, well, the worst thing that could happen, I would fall and I might slide for a while. I said, I might have to put my skis on. So he thought it through his mind with the worst thing, but he thought, you know what? What's it going to feel like at the end? So he got on those skis and went down. At the end, I took a picture of him. He has his hands out and he's just excited. He's looking back up the mountain. And I said, how does it feel? He said, man, that feels so great. He says, I'm on fire. He says, I'm filled with adrenaline and joy and love. And I said, that's cool, Eric, Evan. So why do I tell you that story? Well, this show is about changing your course, right? So what does it take to change your course, right? You know, I want to ask you this question. Is life getting better for you every day or worse for you? Are you having more happiness in your life or not? Are you feeling more a sense of expansion and you're growing or you're not? Are you in a place where you're fearful or are you courageous? Okay. Those are important questions to ask on a daily basis. We're either improving, growing, developing, becoming the best version of ourselves on a daily basis or you know, we're letting life get in the way and we're telling us stories and we're making excuses of why we're not doing what we want to do. You know, excuses can stop all of us, right? They can stop us. It's interesting, but we have to become more and more conscious of those excuses if we're willing to, or if we want to, really take our lives to the next level. Excuses Be Gone was Wayne Dyer's book years ago that I read. Powerful book. If you have excuses running your life, meaning I'm, let's say, an excuse of I don't have what it takes. I'm not smart enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not small enough. I'm not, I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. All of those are excuses, right? Excuses of why you're not stepping into your power, your passion, your purpose to take your life to the next level. Now, listen, there's a lot of people on the planet right now that are going through a really tough time, right? We just had a huge awakening. And, you know, you may be walking around seeing a lot of people with masks and, you know, and shut down. You talk to friends and family, the lost people, my heart goes out to them. And, you know, but this is a wake-up call for all of us. It's like, are you ready to step into having better health? Are you ready to step into creating a business that supports you in a greater way? Are you willing to step into a better relationship, not only with somebody you love, but with yourself? And that's what this show is really about. That's what my shows are about. We're about helping you to really take it to the next level for yourself, whatever that may be. You know, I believe this. God has a plan for all of us. And also that power lies within us. A lot of people live from their making conscious choices, you know, the best they can. A lot of those choices, though, are based on subconscious beliefs that you've experienced it, that you've experienced in your life. You know, sometimes they're wounds, sometimes they're traumas and stuff in your past. And you're making choices based on that and you don't even know it. But you can break through all of that. Is tuning into the superconscious mind. How do we do that? Well, meditation is a great way. Contemplation is a great way. We need to take time to still our minds, to still ourselves, to go within. You know, there's an inner game of life and there's an outer game of life. Most people are spending 90% of their time playing the outer game of life. But and 10% maybe the inner game. But, you know, every athlete that's out there playing at the top levels today, all of them are working on the inner game. All of the people in business that I know that are really generating success. And I'm not just saying success monetarily, but success in all areas of their business. They're becoming leaders that are tuning into the hearts and minds of those that they're leading. And they're stepping up in greater and greater ways, right? All of them have coaches and mentors. They're working with psychologists. They're training their minds to be better and better every day in every way. That's what we need to do. So I hope I'm inspiring you to take it to the next level. And I'd like to bring in my first guest today. And I'm going to introduce her. Her name is Terry Smith Pickens. And Terry is an award-winning and best-selling author. She's a speaker. In addition to her work as a mental health practitioner, in 2007, Terry had a supernatural revelation that changed the course of her life, giving her unerring courage to confront important, controversial mental health issues in children's lives and in society at large, giving birth to her book, The Irrational Fear Cure in Four Miraculous Steps. And I like that irrational part because I think we're trying to do too much with the logical, rational mind, and we need to get out of mind. Terry, welcome to the show, baby.
Thank you. Hello to you and to your audience. Hello, thank everyone.
You. I'm so happy to have you here. You know, the book is titled The Irrational Fear Cure in Four Miraculous Steps. With so many people suffering from anxiety today, is it truly possible to get out of our fears? Really?
Absolutely. But you have to recognize that you're afraid. If I don't know that, I'm afraid, no, I can't get out of it. But you, if I recognize that it's not normal and natural, I'm crippled by it, then yes, absolutely.
You know, it's kind of fear. I'm going to say fear is a disease of denial, because I think a lot of people don't. They just deny that they're even in fear.
Yes. Right?
They're walking around and their life is sucks. And, you know, and somebody Amen. Says something to them, they respond or react in a negative way. What do you say to that?
Well, you're right. Denial is that first step, the first step that I talk about in the Rational Fear Cure. You have to talk about it. It's no different from the meetings that AANA or Weight Watchers have. It's when people come together and say, look, I have a problem, that you begin to conquer that problem. So with fear, it starts in childhood where we fail to protect children, but we can't see the things we can't see, we don't acknowledge. It's like having a magnet and a paperclip. There's a law of attraction happening, and you can't see what's going to click them together, but if you hold them close enough, they will join each other. So in childhood, when we're not protected from our fears, we go in survival mode. And even as adults at whatever age we are, we could be living in that mode. But Ken, you can't live in survival mode. It's a kill or be killed. It's me looking over my shoulder every second. It's crippling. I can't move on with my life. And until you get out of it, that's how you're living.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it takes, I've lived there. I know what that fear-based thinking is. And I've gone down pretty dark paths early in my life. And I have to say that it took a lot of energy to stay in that area.
Oh,
and it takes,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't take as much energy. Well, I mean, you have a lot more fun on the other side. Let's put it that way. It does take a lot of energy.
Yes. Yes, it does, because it's psychological. What do I mean by that? It's in my mind. And the reason I added the word irrational is that the irrational is happening in my mind. You invited me on your show, and my mind could think of 20 reasons of horrible things that's going to happen if I appear that would prevent me from appearing. But it's irrational. I need to slap myself and say, forget it. Go on.
Now, with our show, I've had those thoughts, you know, and I think every fear I've ever had is manifested on this show. So I try to stay out of that. Hey, listen, I got to take a quick break. But listen,
sure.
When we come back, I know you've interviewed 200 people to demonstrate fears and anxieties for your book. I want to find out what you found out. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels,
Four Season Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm here with my guest, Terry Smith Pickens, and she's an award-winning and best-selling author. And I'm broadcasting live today from Longanita Lodge up in Big Bear, California, where it's got some great snow to ski up here. It's been fun. All right. I'd like to take a deeper dive into the book, The Irrational Fear Cure and Four Miraculous Steps. I know you interviewed 200 people for that book. What were the insights that you got from those individuals around fear?
Well, maybe the two main one is we all have a level of anxiety. It's just a matter of a scale. You could scale it from 0 to 10. The higher the number, the more crippling it's going to be to me. The other thing is most people don't have faith in the sense of recognizing a power greater than themselves. And that is understandable, because if in childhood there was any violation of trust, the first parents we know, if we want to call them God or a power greater than that, is our parents, the people who raised us. And if we didn't find it there, we're not going to find it in the blue sky above. So that makes people very controlling when they can't recognize that there is something bigger than them in the world.
Wow. Well, listen, we've got this worldwide pandemic going on, quote unquote. This is worsening people's anxieties. I get it. What do you think's going on there? What's happening?
Well, if I am living in survival mode, which is a fear-based mode, it means that everything in my life and my world, I approach it with fear. Now, if there is a real fear, COVID-19 is real, then it's going to be superimposed on my state of mind, which was already happening. And I'm only going to get worse. I'm only going to become more fearful. So everything that I could do to prevent it, it's going to be double. It's a double whammy. Because now you're superimposed and rational on top of irrational.
Yeah. Well, it's like I'm afraid I can't lose weight, therefore I'm afraid I'm going to get the disease. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to switch my diet around, therefore I'm afraid I'm going to get the disease. I'm afraid I won't be able to exercise because of my body isn't the way it should be right now. So I'm afraid I'll get the disease. It's irrational fear upon irrational fear is what I'm hearing.
And it goes on and on. And so you're going to wash in the bleach and the sanitizer. But your rational mind is shut down when you're in that mode, because now they're reminding you that you have to get a little germs to survive. You do have to get a little dirt on your hand. You can't live germ free in this world. But the rational fear is going to bring you to a place where everything is sanitary.
Well, listen, what's your number one advice for people that are now germophobic and living with the anxiety of fear?
You know, I say this to clients and I'll say to the audience, you have to talk about it. So can you start it talking about your own challenges? And it's a journey for you to get out of that mode. You've got to come out of that denial and talk to someone. It doesn't matter how severe your fear is. The moment you begin to talk about it is the moment you let some of it go.
Well, I think so. And, you know, I can tell you myself, you know, I started out with as Tom Petty would say, on a dirty road. I started out in a place where it was all about me, allaboutme.com, and my ego was in control. And I didn't know how to eat. I didn't know how to exercise. I didn't know how to consume food. I didn't know how to surround myself with the right friends. You know, nobody ever taught me stick with the winners. I just stuck with anybody that liked me, right?
There you go.
And that wasn't, and there were some dark companions along that path, right?
Well, sure.
You know, but I was tested. I was tested. It wasn't there to crush me. It was there to help me strengthen myself and to strengthen my resolve. So when the pain got great enough, I changed. Is that what we need to do? Is the pain have to get greater and greater before people change? Or what do we have to do here?
For some people, so any addiction, which is an obsessive compulsive disorder, helps us to deal with pain. And like you know, in AA or NA, we have to hit bottom, but you don't have to hit bottom. You could simply acknowledge that you asked some questions earlier. Is life what it should be? Are you courageous? Is your fear overboard? These are simplistic questions that you could begin to be honest and honestly answer. Yeah, my stuff is a little big. You don't have to hit bottom, because when you hit bottom, bottom could be death. You could maybe not return from bottom. Why not live now while you can?
Well, that's true. And, you know, I know my next guest has worked with people at the bottom a lot. And he's gonna tell you, he knows where you will go. I know where you'll go. You know where you'll go if you don't change. And, you know, it's change isn't necessarily easy. But it sure is freeing. It liberates us. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. This is why the second step is surrender. Because change may not even be painful, but the reason we're afraid of change is it goes with the circle of fear. Fear means control. If I don't know what's happening tomorrow or a minute from today, I become anxious. And to change, I have to surrender. I have to let go and just see what happens, because what happens could be something really wonderful.
It could be something really wonderful. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be back. And when we come back, I want to talk about the children and how I know that you're passionate about that, and how parents can really listen to your message to be able to possibly parent in a much better way for their kids.
Okay.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
To make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage and put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Foster. I'm broadcasting live from the Longanita Lodge up in Big Bear, California today. And I want to thank all of you that are tuning into the show. It really makes a difference. If you go to voicesofcourage.us, you can get all of our replays there. And I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel, Voices of Courage, and subscribe so that you don't miss any shows. So I appreciate all of you, and I thank you so much for being here. And I hope you continue to listen and pass it on to your family and friends. Okay, my guest on the show today is Terry Smith Pickens, and Terry has an amazing new book. The book is called The Irrational Fear Cure in 4 Miraculous Steps. We're going to talk about the children real quick. Those little awakened souls that they're awake when we come in. And a lot of times they go through traumas and dramas from the parents and the grandparents. And all of a sudden now those little souls are not as brilliant. How can we parent better? How can we get out of fear and parent better? That's the question.
Right. So we could, as odd as this sound, we could look to the animals. Because in the spring, when the animals are pregnant and when the babies come, they will bite your hand or your heads off if you come near the babies. They're not trusted. As human beings, we have to do the same because children are really animals. Their day-to-day experience to them, it's a primitive brain, and they experience everything as bigger than it really is. So in order to protect them, you have to raise your children away from fear. You have to know the fears that are coming in their lives. And a lot of times it could be leaving them with siblings where they're watching a movie that's not rated in their age group. It could be leaving them at a sleepover where you don't know who is there. You have to protect them from that moment where their primitive brain can become frozen in a protective posture. And that protective posture is what we call survival mode.
I really like that. And you got to become the mama bear, the papa bear here. Exactly. To, you know, there's a lot of negativity in the world put out by TV and radio and media. And you know, it's they're putting out to make money. It doesn't mean they're putting out to educate your child or make your child more empowered or feeling better. So I get your message. What stops parents from doing that?
I think when you think of survival mode, it's generational. So if I'm in survival mode, I have kids. My world is really me, myself, and I. I am so busy with my ADD and my ADHD that I'm just barely feeding and putting my children to bed. I'm not giving them that quality of life, which is protective and teaching.
That's good. So let me, with the book, because the book is so powerful, what do you hope readers take away from the book?
The imperative, which is, I know you're going to ask a last question, and my imperative is that you protect the children's primitive brain from being frozen in that protective posture. The protective posture, once it happens, it's fear-based, and we see the world the way we see today. That's what's happening. Millions of adults are in a protective posture, and you can't live like that.
Well, first of all, let me ask you this. Where can people get the book?
You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere books are sold, and you can get it on thefearcure.com.
I think I want to send them over to thefearcure.com because I think they need to know you.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, if I'm a person that I'm recognizing I've got a lot of fears in my life and they're just coming up, where do I start?
I still say talking about it. So that's what therapy does. Someone comes to us and they talk about these irrational, crazy things. So if you can't talk to your spouse or a friend, therapy, we have to get rid of the stigma. We have to get rid of the stigma. And anything where we're not living at our highest self, we need to sit us down and say, hey, what's going on? And begin to look at what's going on with us.
I love that. Well, listen, I really appreciate you being here. You added some courage, I believe, to my listening audience today, getting out of fear, moving into courage. You know, let me say this, that you will be hanging on for the end of the show because I'm going to ask you a very important question. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with my next guest. You won't want to miss him. He's gone to the depths in his life. He knows not only the dark side of life, he knows the light side of life. And he's going to be with us just as soon as I get back. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm broadcasting live from Longanita Lodge up here in Big Bear, California. Did some skiing yesterday and the day before. It's been really fun, really great. And life is good. How's your life? I hope your life is getting better and better every day. And I hope you continue to listen to our show and let your friends and family know about us. You can get the replays at voicesofcourage.us, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And soon we'll be on Clubhouse. So if you don't know about Clubhouse, you should check it out. My next guest is Eric Protein Mosley. He is a social impact documentary filmmaker. He's a homeless advocate, director, author, and businessman who grew up in Detroit, Michigan, dropped out of school, became addicted to drugs and other things, and he turned it around. He now uses those shortcomings to motivate individuals and inspire them to continue with their dreams and get out of their way so that they can live abundantly in the world. Eric, it's so great to have you on the show, man. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you for the warm welcoming, Ken. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing really well. And, you know, your story is incredible. You know, you and I have talked and, you know, you became homeless, but as your words, but by the grace of God, you know, you were able to overcome the homelessness along with your child. You had your child with there. What happened? How'd you get there and how'd you get out?
Oh, wow.
In 1 minute or less.
Okay, well, basically, I grew up in the city of Detroit, Michigan. I started school in Southern California. And when my mom and dad divorced, I went back to Detroit. And so I just got caught up into the gangs and that type of lifestyle. And then I ended up getting attracted to drugs, became a single parent, and traveled all across the country with my daughter in the pursuit of happiness.
Eric, how big was fear with this? You know, we were talking with our last guest about the fear factor. How big was your fears that when you were going down that dark road?
Fear played a very important part in my life because I was afraid that I was going to never get off of drugs. And I was also afraid that I would never, get into apartment or housing, things of that nature. So I was afraid of everything except of getting high. That was the only thing I wasn't afraid of.
Yeah. You know, you've done a lot of work with the homeless now in, you know, I know in Los Angeles in the down there in the in the ghetto down there, in the homeless ghetto, I guess we call it. I don't know if you want to call it that, but, you know, people are living
Skid Row.
Yeah, there you go. Skid Row. That's what I was looking for. What's the mindset of people down there? What goes on down there?
Okay, so let me start off by telling you this. There's three different classes of homelessness. There's upper, there's middle, and there's lower class homeless. The upper class homeless is an individual, he or she is trying to take care of their hygiene and trying to make it back into the mainstream of society, possibly living with someone couch surfing or living in a shelter. Where the lower class homeless is an individual that's not trying to take care of his or her hygiene, probably living out on the streets, and just what you call a bum. But the middle class is this one that's in between, trying to make it to become the upper class homeless and doesn't want to become the lower class. So most people, when you explain somebody that you bring into their house that they're homeless, they think of a bum automatically. And there's two other different classes.
Yeah. And you know, I heard it said at one point, I was interviewing a nonprofit here in San Diego, and they said that most of the homelessness that they saw wasn't necessarily caused from drugs and alcohol, but what it was caused from is that they lost their connections. They lost society. They started doing life all on their own, and they let go of all their family and friends and schools. And so is that your experience or no?
No, that's not my experience, but I've met a lot of people who were, you know, real positive and powerful influence in life. And then they ended up, you know, being homeless because, you know, homelessness has no, you know, has no barriers. It has no address. It doesn't care who it gets. It's like no one is exempt from homeless, regardless to what type of finances you have or the people you know. Anyone can become homeless.
Yeah. What are the signs that somebody's about to become homeless? Like what happens for a person? What there must be stages here that people go through.
Well, when you see people like shying away from their family, their girlfriends, boyfriends, not going to work, not going to school, and, you know, just making rational decisions, stealing money or, you know, not even just that, but just acting different. They're like kind of becoming in a mindset that they don't have anyone to help them out or whatever. And so when you get down like on Skid Row, you have all these other different people who have the same problems that you have, and you kind of blend in with them, you know, so to speak.
I get it. Okay, let me switch gears here. You once were sleeping on a street corner, right? And you woke up and you heard a voice, and the voice said, "Work your way up." What was that voice? How did it impact your life?
Well, actually, that happened the last time I'm sorry about that. It was on a delay. The last time I came here to Los Angeles, even though I wasn't on drugs, I still, you know, I came here with nothing. I had a shirt and a pants that I had on my back. And I had written a book called From the Ground Up. So I was laying on the ground and I said, you know, this is it. This is it. This is where I'm going to come up, from the ground up. And that's what I did. And I just took it from there. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, make an impact in society as far as being a homeless advocate and a social impact documentary filmmaker.
Wow. Well, I know you were able to meet Michelle Obama along your path and, you know, and got a copy of the documentary, A Cry Out to Obama, directly into your hands from her. Tell me about that experience, because that's cool. I mean, you've made some strides here.
Yeah. So actually meeting Michelle Obama, that was like one of the most prestigious things I ever have done, besides meeting you, Ken. But so anyway, I was in Bellevue, Washington, and I had a documentary out called A Cry Out to Obama. And somehow Senator Patty Murray, who is the senator of Washington, and she was close to the Obamas. So they contacted me and gave me an invitation, not just to meet Michelle Obama, but also to go to a speech of Barack Obama. But meeting Michelle Obama, I got in there and I had the documentary with me. A girl that I was with, she was able to hand the documentary to Michelle Obama, while her Secret Service was saying, no, we're not taking anything. But Michelle still took it. And I asked her, did she see it? And she, it aired on PBS in D.C. And I couldn't understand what she said, but she said, I got it. So long as she got it, that's all that I was concerned about, was Michelle Obama getting that to her in her hand. And she is such a beautiful woman and down to earth. And I love Michelle Obama.
That's great. Well, you know, you're a success story. You've turned around things. I want to know your mindset from the Skid Row to where you are now. I want to know that mindset. I'm going to pick your brain about that, about the most empowering beliefs that you have right now when we come back. We got to take a quick break.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage. And put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order.
I've written a new book, It's called The Courage to Change Everything, daily strategies and wisdom to unlock your genius, your soul, and to transform your life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. Ken Foster here, broadcasting from Longanita Lodge up here in Big Bear, California. Listen, if you're really enjoying this show, and I hope you are, I hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I hope you'll also get some of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Also, we'll be on Clubhouse starting next week, right at 1 o'clock Wednesdays. So look for our Clubhouse channel. If you don't know about Clubhouse, download the app. And it's the next great social media site that millions are following right now. So I hope you'll check us out there too. Also, I want to encourage you to go to UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, Podopolis, E360 TV, Flix TV, and Las Vegas TV Network. Why do I want you to go there? By the way, you can stop this and replay it back and listen to which ones I said, right? I want you to go there because these are all networks that are dedicated to empowering you to solve your problems, to take your life, to take your business to the next level. So I hope you'll check them all out. All righty, back to my guest. My guest is Eric Mosley, and Eric has had the courage to change the course of his life. He is a man who has done a whole bunch of things in his life. One of his experiences was living homeless for a while with his daughter. And Eric, I want to know the mindset that it took to get from homelessness to success. What happened there?
The mindset that it took was me almost dying in front of my daughter from a drug overdose up in Seattle. That was the first step right there. And me knowing that God was in my life is what changed me. And so the mindset is once you get clean off of being off of drugs, it's like you have a bunch of clothes in the closet that you just took and threw on the ground, on the floor. And then you have to go and get new clothes from off. For the clothes and all those other clothes that you threw off the ground on the ground. So the mindset is for me to get off of that was to know that God had a mission for me and to know that, you know, that wasn't for me to be in the drugs and to be doing things of that nature. I had so I had a lot of people that were influencing me to go in the right direction. And by me knowing that it was the right direction to go, and plus having a daughter by my side, all of that came into play, but I give all the glory to God.
Well, if you know some people that are homeless, and I know that we all see them on the street, right? We're giving them money, we're trying to help them out in the best way we can. What's your message to somebody that's still homeless?
My message to someone that's still homeless is just to keep that faith, just to know that you weren't born homeless and that you can become unhomeless, that there's a lot of people that have been homeless and have made it out, and to continue believing in God, knowing that the mission that you had, just continue doing it. And this is the message I have to homeless people. While you're homeless and you don't have any bills, you don't have anything that you have to pay for, that's the time you need to be sitting up at the library working on your craft or somewhere doing something that you dreamed about when you were a teenager and to put it into place right now. Because if you don't do it now, then you're not going to do it when you get housing.
You know, was there any book that influenced you, or a speaker or trainer or somebody that influenced you that really shifted your life in a big way?
Yeah, I used to watch Tyler Perry videos, right? And he was homeless at one time, and he was trying to make it off into the industry. And just his story about how he got off into it, and then, you know, putting shows together and no one would ever come, and nobody but his family, but he would still take his income tax money and continue doing the same thing. And so, you know, just continue doing the same thing as far as on a positive level. So Tyler Perry was like my influence. He has this motivational thing that says, you know, just keep doing it. And if you keep doing it, that one day the world is going to hear you. And I got to that. Matter of fact, I want to cry out to Tyler Perry one day, but that's a whole different story.
Well, I hold that intention with you that you connect with Tyler Perry. I think that would be awesome. So let me ask you another question. What is Captain Negro all about? What is that about?
Oh, I didn't know you'd seen that. So Captain Negro is the very first superhero from the streets of South Central. And his mission and goal is to educate about racism and to bridge the gap in diversity. So, I mean, it's 2021. We don't need that, do we? Yes, we do. We do need that type of and he teaches from the Tower of Babel, because everyone before the Tower of Babel was on one accord. After the Tower of Babel, everyone was on different accords. So Captain Negro is coming. He's got a song out. He's got a book on Amazon. And he's just here to bridge the gap in racism and diversity.
That's great. Listen, you got a production company, Eric. And, you know, it's Skid Row Journey Productions. What are you working on right now?
Actually, I just got through producing a documentary called The Homeless Coronavirus Outreach, which is airing everywhere. And so now the runoff of that is in correspondence with Eric Protein Mosley. And we're the only show whose main purpose is to be in correspondence with the president of the United States. Not to say he's going to watch it or whatever, but that's our main mission, is to be in correspondence with the president of the United States and show him social issues that are taking place within the community that you wouldn't normally see on your favorite broadcast.
You know, I don't know as much about homelessness as you do. I know you're on the front lines. What would you tell our politicians today? What can we do to change the situation up, let's say in Skid Row in downtown L.A.? What can we do?
Oh, actually, you know what? Actually, I'm working on another documentary called A 12-Hour Challenge, which I'm trying to challenge politicians and people of power, such as yourself, to come out and spend at least 12 hours out on the street so that you can get a better understanding of what a homeless person goes through on a daily basis. I want to introduce you to the upper, the middle, and the lower class homeless. I want to show you where they live on the streets, in the shelters, and the type of apartments that they live in after they make it to that third class. So, yes, I want to challenge politicians, the mayor of L.A., the president of the United States, people like yourself, to come out and spend 12 hours out on the street. And you being with Eric Protein Mosley on Skid Row, you're going to be safe.
Well, I talked to my granddaughter last night, Ella, about that. I told her that you were going to be on the show, and I asked her if she would go down to Skid Row with me and experience the homelessness so that we could make an impact in greater ways. And she was up for it. So I'm committed to coming down with you, man. So, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll get Terry Smith Pickens to come down with you, too. You know, I know she'd probably say yes. So it's a powerful thing you're doing. I think we need to start somewhere. So I appreciate that. Any final thoughts here for this segment, Eric?
It's just keep your head up. And only thing I'm saying is just, you know, keep doing positive things. And have faith and have courage, like Terry said, and just like you said, have courage and just keep doing the positive things in life. That's the only thing I tell people, just stay positive and then never give up.
That's great. That's great. Well, listen, I'm going to bring back Terry right now. I've got a couple questions to ask her and you. So, Terry, you're back live with us. Hi there.
Hello. Hi again.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm really good. You
Hi,
know,
Eric.
This has been such a powerful show.
Hey, Terry.
I'd like to know what I'll start with you, Terry. You know, what's your message to the world right now? We've had this show on fear and changing course and helping people to overcome some of their obstacles. What's your message right now?
Ken, my message is an imperative. It's a 20-year imperative, and I'm not giving up. The how-to is in the book, but the children need us adults. They need our intervention to prevent their primitive brain from becoming frozen in a protective mode when there is no imminent fear, danger or fear. It's something we need to do, and I need to thank you for what you do, which is very special, but it's an my imperative, and I cannot stop doing it.
God's graced you with that with that powerful message, girl. I love it. Thank you for that. Eric, let me ask you the same thing. Your message to the world right now, you know, you've got the megaphone. We're in 170 countries. What do you want to tell the people around the world?
I want to tell the world the same thing that Nelson Mandela. I want to say the same thing that Nelson Mandela said. It's to leave the world in a better place than what you found it. And the people who are watching this, I just want them to be able to have empathy, not sympathy for homeless people, but just put yourself in their shoes and just see how they're living on a daily basis.
You know, we have so many issues in our country, and we have over many, many years, right? It seems like a lot of times we're focusing on things that are pretty trivial to me. But I think homelessness is a big issue that we all need to address. And I think fear creates that homelessness. I think it takes us right down. And, you know, dramas do and that stuff.
It's all connected.
Let me ask you this, Terry, you're shaking your head. Yeah, what's your comment on that?
It's all connected. There is a beginning point, and we have the symptom, mood instability, ADD, ADHD. It goes on, and if we can't answer the questions Ken asked, how are we doing? Do we have courage? Is our fear overboard? We're heading down that slippery slope, which could be homelessness or substance or any kind of substance abuse. Absolutely.
I totally agree with you. You know, and I think homelessness comes out of a mindset. You know, we weren't born into poverty. We learned how to be in poverty.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's generational. It's passed down from generation to generation. You know, my parents didn't, they had an abundant mindset. But, you know, for instance, my parents didn't know how to eat, right? So they all became obese, right? And so therefore, their health was compromised.
Yes.
And, you know, so I had that to overcome in my life. I still fight with it. Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I do triathlons and things like that. So I don't go down that path. But, you know, we all have our challenges. So, Eric, you know, how do we stay like even minded and balanced so we don't fall through the cracks into homelessness?
The first thing we have to do is stay prayed up to God and to know that it can happen to anyone. And then again, what I want to iterate as far as to have the empathy for a person is to know that it can happen to you and just to be grateful that it's not. And just to keep that straight line, you know, help someone if you can and know that it can happen to you or one of your loved ones.
Man, I just love that. You know what I love about this show and I love about you too is that you're honest, you're truthful, and you're deep. You got some depth to you. I listened to a show last night on, I won't mention the station, but there were a lot of millionaires on there and they were just talking about the latest movie and it was very superficial. And I thought, you know, we don't need any more information and we need more courage, more understanding, more wisdom and depth. And both of you brought that today. So I want to commend you both of you. All right. Final thoughts. All right. Final thoughts. I'll start with you, Eric. Final thought of the day.
Final thought of the day is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all shall be added.
Love it. Terry Smith Pickens, the last comment of the day.
My final thought of the day is it's a myth that you have control. We really do not have control. Look to a power greater than yourself.
Man, I love that. Boy, you know, my message would follow right up with that. You know, stop, you know, get out of your way. Get out of your ego's way.
Amen.
Still your mind. Quiet your mind. Go into nature. Become the observer of your life instead of trying to be the controller of your destiny. So I think if you would do that, your life would get better and better. I want to thank again my guest for being here today. Thank you so much. I know it takes to your time and effort to be on this show, and you made that. You made a great contribution today. And let's see, what else? My latest book, you can get The Courage to Change Everything, which I encourage you to get. Such a powerful read. We're getting such great reviews. You can get it at couragetochange.us. I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss our shows. And I'm always interested in what you have to say. If you have a question or comment or to show topic or title you want to get out there, go to email me, viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Again, get the Clubhouse app. Look for us on Clubhouse on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Until next time, continue to find your courage to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.